We'll start Perek Kira Daf Lamed Vov Omed Beis. Before we start the Mishnah of Kira Shesikur Bekasha Vegvov, I just give a brief Hakdama. We know there's an Issa Bishal on Shabbos. Bishal on Shabbos means to cook on Shabbos. That's an Issa Deraisa. Then there's an Issa Derabonon called Shihia, which means even if I place something on the fire before Shabbos and it's being cooked on its own, so Midaraisa, I'm not doing anything, it's cooking on its own. Rabbonon said they are not allowed to leave something on the fire before Shabbos, even though it's cooking on its own, lest you might come to stoke the fire to be memaher, to hasten the speed of the bishul. So Hananya says that once it's ready, k'maicha ben dusoi, it's already cooked partially, either half cooked or even one third cooked, there's no chash that you'll be mechata, that you'll stoke the fire to be memaher the bishul. So there's no shia according to Hananya, once it's maicha ben dusoi, even though you put it on before Shabbos and it's not totally cooked and even though the fire is not covered. That's the din of Shia, which Chachom says is forbidden if the fire is not covered and it's not cooked. Because you might come to be mechated on Shabbos itself. Then there's an Issa Chazorah. Chazorah means that let's say the Shia, there was no problem of leaving it before Shabbos. All the conditions of Shia were met. But now that you removed it on Shabbos and you want to put it back, so it shouldn't look like you're being mevashel lechatchila. You're placing it there the first time. It doesn't, for the naked eye, it doesn't seem like you're returning something that was cooked already. It looks like you're placing something that was not cooked. So there's a michzik mevashel. It looks like you're cooking when you machzi something. So there's conditions that have to be met when you return something on the fire, even though it's already cooked, and ain't bishel acha bishel. And even if it's covered and there's no chashash miyachata, but it looks like you're mevashel. So that's the chashash of chazara. And then there's something called nesin lechatchila, to place something for the first time on the fire, is called Nitzin Lechatchila. They not allowed to place even things again that are cooked because it looks like you're being mevashel. Now, Hatmon is a whole new sugya. That's the next parak, the fourth parak, about insulating. Zok the Mishnah. Kira shesikur bekasha begvova. Kira is a type of oven which is not as hot as a regular tanur, which is called an oven, and it's not as hot as a kupach. Kupach is somewhere in between. The difference between a kira and a kupach is the kira has an area that you can place two pots on. A kupach, you can only place one pot on. So it's more condensed, so it's hotter. It's not like a tanur, which is wide on the bottom and narrow on the top, which is even gives off even more heat. So the kira is this area that you can have this box, so to speak, where you can either place the pot on the top, al gaba, or you can actually put it inside letoicha, closer towards where the flame is, where the coals are. So shehesikua bekasha begvova. You started the fire, this kira, with kash and gvova. Kash is straw. Gvova is the bottom part of the stalk, the stubble. So this is an item that dissipates very quickly. So, noisin alea tafshil. You're allowed to place a cooked item on top of this kira, and you don't have no worries about stoking fires because it dissolves, it dissipates. The fact that it's straw, there isn't anything to stoke. So that's why it's mutter to place it before Shabbos on this kira that was husak bekasha v'gvova. So there's a machlokes we're showing him why in kash and gvova there's no chash. The Ran says the reason is because since it doesn't have an actual coal, there's no gacheles, so there's no chash shemiyachata. And like we said, the kash, the straw, dissipates. Other we show him learn that since it's only heated through straw, so memela it's not such a, it doesn't give off such a strong heat. So, Mela, that's the biggest gilui that you're not interested in being mechata it. Because I'm placing it in a type of flame that gives off very little heat. So there's no chash I'm now going to be mechata and stoke the fire. If I want to stoke it, I want to put it on, utilize something which gives off minimal heat. So that's the reason why kash and gvava is muta. The nafkamina would be, the Bialocha brings the Reishon Gimel, if you have a lot of kash. See, if you have a lot of kash, so mitzad the kash, it gives off already more heat. So maybe then it would be also. But mitzad the chashem yechata, lemaisa, even a lot of kash, it dissipates. Kash doesn't remain. So it dissolves when it's lit. So mele, there won't be a chash v'shem yechata. That would be the nafkamina is the reason because of it dissipates, there's no chashem yechata, or because it gives off minimal heat. If you put in a lot of kash, then maybe it gives off a lot of heat already. Now this is all a kira that's husak b'kash v'gvava. So you're allowed to put on the tafshel before Shabbos and there's no chash. However, when it's gefes, zok Rashi, psoila shel shum shemin, it's a type of oil that you remove from the sesame. It's the pulp of the sesame. Shehoytzi shoyim nam, that you took out the oil. Uve eitzim, or it's regular firewood. Lo yitin achi igroif, or achi yitin es efer. Over here, you can't place something on the fire before Shabbos even. Achi igroif, until you remove the base of where the heat is coming from, meaning the coals, you remove the gefes, you remove the eitzim, you have to move it away, or until you cover it with something that's mitzanein, that you put ashes on it so it cools off the fire. Zok Rashi, yitin es eifer, al gabi kholim lechasoysom, to cover it, ulitzanenom. And that's how you cool it off. Once you're cooling it off, you're megaladaitoi. This is similar to a blech. You're megaladaitoi. You're revealing your intent is not to stoke a fire. Otherwise, I won't be covering it. I won't be putting something on it that is metzanin, that cools it off. And achiyigov zagrashi, achiyigov akhalim, you remove the coals, the moisiv hevel, the time of prisha fegleel, shemichata bikholim. The whole shashi shemichata bikholim, once you remove it, or you put it to the side, and the pot is not directly on it, or achit in the efer, or you cover it with ash, and memela, it doesn't give off so much heat anymore, it's mitzan in it. So memela, you're megala daitoi, that you're not going to be mechata. Now, if a person is mechata, he's over on, number one, he's over on a havara. If you're stoking a fire, gecholim, it's havara. And obviously, if you cook because of that, you're over on bishul. So we explained, according to the Ran, that grifa means that you move it to the side. The Ramban says you have to actually remove the gecholim. Not enough just to be mazes and to move it to the side. You have to actually remove it and take it away. Continues the Mishnah, Beishami Oimrim, Chamin Avaloi Tafshil. Even when you have Gefes and Eitzim, and even though you did grief and Ketima, that means you covered it, or you removed it to the side, or you totally took it out. So the only thing you can place over here now is Chamin, which is hot water. Avaloi Tafshil, but not a cooked dish. A dish, there's a chshash that you might still come to be mechata, because after all, chamin is a type of food item that there's no reason to be mechata. Chamin is water. Water cooks very quickly. Zok Rashi, noisela chamin achashe girfa, the leitzich lepshule. You don't have to cook it anymore. Either the pshat is because water cooks very quickly, or because water is cooked already. So there's no reason that you're going to be mechata, the lekle migza, shem yechata. And Toysa says that chamin is mutter even if it's not boshel kol tzorkoi, even if it's only maicha ben dusoi, even if it's only partially cooked. Since it's very quick for it to come to the state of being cooked, for water to cook, so there's no chash that you're going to hasten it by being mechata. So that's why only chamin is mutter. Avaloi tafshel. Tafshel, the very Beshame says, is also. Zok Rashi, why? The nichle bishule. I'm very happy and satisfied the quicker and the more it gets cooked. V'osi lachtuye. And I might come to stoke. Inami niskaime machshafto imichsike mavashel. The reason why tafshel you can't is because it looks like you're being mavashel. There's two reasons, Rashi says. Either because of chash shem yechata, midrabbonon, that's why you can't place a tafshel, even if it's garva kotum, or because it looks like you're being mavashel. However, Beis Hillel argues, Beis Hillel oimrim, chamin v'tafshel. Once it's garva kotum, you're allowed to place a chamin before Shabbos, you're allowed to put on tafshel before Shabbos, and there's no chash. Next machloikus, b'shame oimrim noitlin avaloi machzirin. That which you can do on Shabbos, if it's garva kotum, is only noitlin, meaning you're only allowed to remove things that were there before Shabbos, but you can never return. You cannot return something there. Bisham is of the opinion, anytime you return something, it's michzik mevashel, so you can never be machzir. However, Beis Hillel oimrim, af machzirin, you're allowed to return sai chamin, sai tafshil, since it's gar v'kotum, there is no chash of nirik mevashel, and it's not derech bishul b'kach, one thing that's something that's gar v'kotum, so there's no chash shemiyachata, and there's no michzik mevashel, because it's gar v'kotum. Now Rashi says, two pshotim, why according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to place a tafshil? Zog the Mishnah, Beishame oimim chamin avaloi tafshil. Why not a tafshil? Zog Rashi, why? Denichale bishule v'osel achtuye. Even if it's gar v'kotim, you might come to mirchata. Inami niskame machshavtu mirchsik mevashel. So mirchsik mevashel, I hear, a tafshil looks like mirchsik mevashel when you have it on the fire, even if it's gar v'kotim. Mashe enkein, why should it be a problem of shem yichate if it's gar v'kotim? What's there to be mechata? So the Rishonim want to say that there's still a chash of shem yichata. Either you might put back the cholim that you totally removed, That's what Rabbi Yehonasan says. And the Meiri says that even if you remove them, but there'll still be something left over there. Those remnants of Gecholim, you might come to be Mechata. And that's why Tafshel is also. Now the reason why by Chamin it's Mutter, because Chamin are already Mevushel. By Chamin, there is no Shashim Mechata, because it's cooked. Water is cooked, there's no cooking more. Mashek and Tafshel, even by Mevushel called Tzarkoi, it always gets better. There's a Mitztamak V'yofaloi Dik Chashash, so it's Mishtabeach more, so that's why there's Chashash Mechata, according to Beishamai. Beisilu says no, Chamin V'Tafshel, and Huadin Machzirin, if you mekayim all the Tanoim of Chazara. A Tosfos in the bottom wants to be Mechadish, that the Man D'Omer that says, the man that ain't Machzirin, so if you Machzirin, you Machzirin afilu b'Shabbos, if you mekayim all the Tanoim. And if you hold that ain't Machzirin, then it's also even the weekday to be Machzir, if there's not enough time to reach the state of Bishul before Shabbos. So Tosfos v'Oimeri, the Meshosh lo yuchu la'aticho mi b'yoyim osa la'achzir. Once there's not enough time in the Choyl to cook, so mainly you can't be machzir even in the choil, and the Issa Chazor would even be in a weekday. And the reason would be because you might come to do this now on Shabbos. So there's not enough time. So mainly that's why it would be also in the Ramah, in Reish Nun Gimel is Mekel, that in choil we don't Aser Chazor. Zog the Gemara Yibayeluhu. Hai lo yitain lo yachzirhu. When it says in the Mishnah, lo yitain doesn't mean you're not allowed to return. Avalisho is mashinaf bishenego venekotum. Meaning, the Mishnah disallows is only lo yachzir, to return. Either because lo yachzir is near kamavashel, or if you're machzir, maybe it might have cooled off, and then you might come to stoke the fire, you have a lechatois. The whole issue of the Mishnah is only going on chazara. Either because it's michzir kamavashel, or it might come to be mechata, because you're being machzir something which might have cooled off. Avalishois, but to place something before Shabbos, mashanif afal bishenigov enekotum. You don't need to cover the fire when you're leaving it before Shabbos. You don't need to remove the coals. You don't need to do a grief and ketima when it comes to something that you're being shoy before Shabbos. Umani chananya, and it's according to chananya the Mishnah. The tanya chananya oimer, kol shukamacha ben dusoy, anything that's already partially cooked, either a half or even a third, which is a more kuladika shita, but the average can be soymach on that shear. So muter li shoytze al gabe kira, you're allowed to leave it on a kira, afa bishen a gov and a kotum, even if it's not gov a kotum. So mela, the Mishnah would be implying like Hananya that she is muter even if it's not gov a kotum. And when the Mishnah says, begefes of eitzim lo yitain, achigraf achitin is a is referring to lo yachzir, they're not allowed to return it. Oy dilma, or maybe no. Lishois tnan. When the Mishnah says lo yitain, it means you're not allowed to be shoya, you're not allowed to place on there before Shabbos. And only time it's mutter to be shoya is vigor v'kotum in, only if the fire was covered or the coals were removed in iloy loy. V'kol shken lahachzir. And for sure you're not allowed to be machzir. That for sure will be also until it's gor v'kotum. Zog the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you the following raya, what the Mishnah is referring to. Midiktoni trei bovi b'masis, and since the Mishnah has two parts, number one, Beshame oimim chamin avaloi tafshel becham. Beshame only allows water that's cooked and not a tafshel, not a dish. Ubesil oimim chamin v'tafshel, even a dish is mutter. That's one. Beshame oimim noitan avaloi machzirin. Beshame says you're only allowed to remove, but you're not allowed to return. Ubesil oimim af machzirin. So iamet bishlom lishois nan. If the Mishnah is saying lishois, that means even to be shoye before Shabbos, it has to be gar v'kotum. So hori ketoni. This is how you learn the Mishnah. The Reisha says as follows. If the fire was stoked with kash, with straw, or with gvava, with stubble, so then mashanal a tafshil. They ain't allowed to be mashanal a tafshil. Begefes of eitzim. However, if it's gefes and eitzim, lo yisha achiyigoyf achiyitin eifa. If it's gefes and eitzim, so then it could only be shoyet if it's garva kotum. Umayin mashin, and what are you allowed to be mashin? Beshame oimim chamin. Beshame says only water. Cooked water, uvel avaloi tafshel, but not a dish. Ubesiloim chamin v'tafshel. You allowed to be mashe chamin and tafshel. Now the Mishnah continues. V'chihech the pligi belishois, and just like there's a machlokes by lishois, that beshami only allows chamin and not tafshel, and besil allows chamin v'tafshel. So pligi nami belahachzir. So they also argue when it comes to returning the food on Shabbos. Meaning shebeshami oimim noit loimim loimachzirin. They only allowed to remove, but you can't place back. You're allowed to even return. So that's very good if you say the Mishnah is Lishois Tran. That means that when it comes to Lishois, you also need Gor V'Kotum specifically, according to Beishamai, if you want to put a Tafshel there. The only thing you're allowed to be Shoya is only Chamin. Eli Amrit. If lo yiten means lahachzit nan, meaning that shear by something that's kumvusha kamacha ben desoy would be mutter even if it's not gar v'kotum, like Hananya, and the Mishnah is only saying lahachzir. So hachi katoni. So how are you going to learn the Mishnah as follows? The Reish would imply kiddush esikua bekashin begvava. If you were massacred bekashin begvava, machzir mele tafshil, you're allowed to be machzir a tafshil. The gevus of eitzim, however, if it's gevus and eitzim, lo yachzik at sheigov eishit and eifer. By gevus and eitzim, since the chash of shem yichata, kashin gvover is no chash of yichata because it dissolves, so it's not hot enough, so it's no chash of yichata, or it dissipates. But by gevus and eitzim lo yachzir, you can't be machzir at sheigov eishit and eifer until you cover the coals or you remove them. Umayin machzirin, and what are you machzir? Beshame oimim chamin, only chamin, avaloi tafshil, ubisil oimim chamin vetafshil. Now, and then the Mishnah continues, Beshame oimim noitl avaloi machzirin, ubisil oimim af machzirin. Now, that we said already, hosun lomali, why are you repeating ourselves again in this din that we know already from the Reisha? That Beshame says, yinala bim machzir, tafshil, and Besil says, yilaru. So, it's muchach that the Mishnah from the Mishnah lane, it's muchach. That layitain means lishois, and lishois tanan, and not layachzir tanan. Because if it's layachzir, if the reisha means layachzir, then it's repetitive. We already know that Beishama says you can't be machzir tafshil. So hakochach, it's not a raya that we wanted to say that the Mishnah is like Hananya, that lishois is muta even by ein agar v'kotum, that no, that lishois also is a machloikas Beishama beis Hillel, and it's not a raya like Hananya. That's what the Gemara wants to bring a raya. Over here, at the end of the Omed, Lamed Vav Omed Beis. The Gemara continues, and Gemara Lamed Zayin is going to say, no, lo'oilom, it could be lahachzir tanan, and it's a chesur mechzer in the Mishnah. Now, we'll stop over at the bottom of the Omed, just to point out, Rashi that says that you place the Efer on the Cholim, Rashi says, Yigrof v'yiktoim, Rashi says, Achi Yigrof, Achi Yitin is the Efer, the grief and Ketim is the Rashi, Al Gabi Cholim l'chassoysom u'letzanenom. Very important to know that Rashi says that the blech is supposed to function, that it's mitzanein. It's supposed to cool off the heat. So if it acts as an oifen that it elevates the heat, if you put a very thin silver foil on a flat, the flat part of the crack pot, so maybe it spreads the heat. It doesn't even, it's not even mitzanein the heat. So you have to know exactly what would be considered the yigra v'yiktoim on something that it doesn't, is not mitzan in it. You have to make sure that it's mitzan in it. Either it has to be thick enough, like a blech, thicker indeed, or it has to be something that it's indeed cools it off. We'll stop over here at the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis.